From APM in Washington, I'm Amy Scott, in for David Brancaccio. Now to Southern California and the ongoing debate over the minimum wage there. Los Angeles recently decided to raise its minimum wage over the next 5 years to $15 an hour. That makes it the largest city in the U.S. to do so. But just 40 miles south of L.A., the city of Irvine recently voted to repeal the so-called living wage ordinance, a rule that required city contractors to pay their employees more than the state's minimum wage. Irvine is an affluent suburb in Southern California where the median household income is more than $90,000 a year. Marketplace's Caitlin Esch reports.
I'm standing outside of Irvine City Hall, and the grass is green and well-maintained. The hedges are shapely. The landscaping is beautiful.
That's partly because of gardeners like Manuel Nieto, who drives up in a John Deere tractor.
I'm working landscaping and in this park for 7 years.
He says he loves his job. He makes $12.30 an hour, well above California's state minimum wage of $9 an hour. Nieto's employer has multi-million dollar contracts with the city stipulating it pay workers at least $10.82 an hour with benefits, more without. That's because of a living wage ordinance that applies to city contractors providing services like street cleaning and security. It was passed back in 2007 when Democrats had control of the local city council. Larry Agron served on the council then. He's a Democrat.
I felt that we really were doing something pioneering and important, and that we were changing people's lives for the better.
Today, Agron is no longer in office, and the council is under Republican control. Councilman Jeff Lalloway voted in the overwhelming majority to repeal the living wage. At a city council meeting, Lalloway said the living wage isn't enough to live off of anyway.
It's a feel-good wage.
He says it's an unfair burden on taxpayers, and it's also a philosophical issue.
We should all be seeking ways to have our economy grow. Businesses can still pay their employees whatever they like without having us to mandate what that is.
How will this play out? David Newmark is an economist at the University of California, Irvine.
There are very few cases that I'm aware of in modern history of either living wages or minimum wages being repealed. My guess is these companies will be able to pay slightly lower wages. They'll probably have somewhat more employees, so there might be, you know, somewhat more jobs at somewhat lower wages.
The new wage floor, the state's minimum of $9 an hour, will take effect as current contracts expire. In Irvine, I'm Caitlin Esch for Marketplace.